Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, Penny, do you want a coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
And there's toast there if you want it.
Oh, great, thanks.
So, did you hear from Nigel? That is his name, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But no, I didn't.
Oh, how rude. He could have at least acknowledged your text.
Well, he didn't.
Well, what we could do, and I'm only joking...
Yes. What? Oh, no. Don't tell me you're going to kidnap the cat.
Oh, Penny, that's exactly what I was going to say. We could quietly call her name, and then when she comes, we'll pick her up and take her home.
What, in your arms?
No, we'd have to take a cat carrier with us.
Don't you think we'd look suspicious?
Well, no, not really. We could pretend, if we were asked, that we were going to the vet.
What, with an empty cage?
Well, that does happen.
No, we can't do that.
Well, what can we do then?
We should go around and see him and actually talk to him. That might work.
Really?
Yes.
Look, Jim's obviously not going to be home for some time, is he? And this neighbour guy, well, it's not as if he really wants a cat.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Well, he didn't have a cat before, did he?
No, not as far as I know. But that doesn't mean he doesn't like them.
Yeah, I suppose so. Well, OK, I think you're right. Let's go round and see him, and then we can gently persuade him to give us Fizzy.
Well, I can't do that now.
No, not now, at the weekend.
And what will we say?
We'll say that we would be more than happy to look after Fizzy, and as we have her brother Monty, it would be nice if they were together.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's worth a try.
Oh, I've just had a thought.
What?
What if she's not alive anymore?
Oh, Kathy, that's typical of you.
What?
Well, to say that. Couldn't you keep it to yourself?
Well, you must admit it is a possibility.
I know. You didn't have to say it.
What? What are you laughing at?
Well, here we are, both of us so concerned about Fizzy, and we haven't even mentioned Jim as to how he is.
Oh, well, no, I suppose not. But, oh, he'll be all right. Now, about Fizzy, when should we go?
So, has the boss contacted you yet?
Oh, do you mean Matthew?
Yes.
Well, no, he hasn't. Have you heard from him?
No, not a word, which surprises me, really. I thought he'd have contacted us by now to find out what's happening.
Well, to be honest, so did I. But actually, it's good he hasn't. It means he must trust us to be in charge of Patterson's.
Well, yes, it seems like it. Mike, why did you employ me if you've got Matthew here?
I don't know, to be honest. I thought he'd take over as manager because, well, that's his role, really.
Do you know what? Sometimes I feel I'm not wanted here. I mean, the staff are all very friendly and all that. But I sort of feel unnecessary.
Oh, don't worry about that. I feel like that sometimes. It's just the way Matthew is. He likes things to be done his way. Well, and he's the nephew to Nick the owner, so we have to do what he wants, don't we?
Yes. And don't get me wrong, I like the chap and all that.
Oh yeah, so do I.
But honestly, I hardly dare make a suggestion because I think if Matthew hasn't thought of it, there's no point in mentioning it, as it just won't happen.
Well yeah, I know what you mean, but if you want to put something in place, now's the time to do it.
Really? And you would back me up on it?
Oh yeah. Well, depending on what you want to do, of course. But yeah, if you've got a good idea, I'll be behind you 100%.
Mike, have you seen Penny?
No. Isn't she in yet?
No, she's late.
Oh, well, it's only 5 past. I will text her to check that she's okay.
Well, she leaves me in a very difficult position, having to run this area by myself.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sure she'll be in soon.
Well, it's really not good enough. She knows she should phone if she's going to be late.
Oh, well, things do happen. And maybe she has. Henry's seen the message but not told me yet. Look, I'll get James to come over and help you if you like.
No, I can manage. I am management material, you know.
management material. Never heard it called that before.
What?
Oh, nothing. I'll send James to you as soon as I can, okay?
Well, you don't have to.
Well, you can have Madge if you like.
Oh, no. James will be better. She's always going on about her damn feet.
Oh, so what's wrong with them?
Everything. I don't know why she works in a shop when we all know it means standing up all day.
Oh, right. So you give her lots of sympathy, do you?
Look, Mike, why don't you just phone Penny and see where she is?
I'm going to, Tina, and I don't need you to tell me what to do.
I'm not. But when you've spoken to her, let me know what she said. OK?
Right. I'll be off and I'll get you a member of staff to help you, as you obviously can't manage by yourself.
You're not going to text them, are you?
No. I'm just checking the weather, if you must know.
Well, it's raining, Matthew.
I know that. But I'm just checking to see when it will stop.
Oh, I see. And what do they say?
It will ease off at 10 o'clock tonight.
And what will it be like tomorrow?
It will be cloudy all day, but no rain.
Well, that's all right then. We can still go to the Pentland Hills Regional Park.
Yaz, are you sure you want to?
Yes. Don't you?
Yeah.
Well, let's see what the weather's like when we wake up, shall we?
All right.
Now, what are you doing?
I'm going to book us a table at Bertie's for tonight, if that's all right.
Oh, yes. That would be lovely.
Look, yes. If I say I won't contact them at work, it means I won't, okay?
Yeah. I believe you.
But if they were to contact me, then obviously I'd have to reply.
Yes, that makes sense. But let's hope they don't.
I wonder if Henry checked the alarms recently. I meant to do that before we left.
Matthew!
Look, I'm sorry, but it's just hard to switch off from it all, you know?
Yes, I realise that, but you just have to.
Where have you been? You're really late.
I know that. Okay, Madge. Yeah, see you later.
So what happened, Penny? It's not like you to be late.
Oh, it's only that I called into someone on the way to work and I was watching the clock, but it was wrong.
Oh. So who was it?
Oh, it's no one you know.
So what's this about the clock? Didn't you have your phone with you?
Yes, but I didn't look at it, and I didn't realise that the clock was slow.
What are you on about?
Let's just say I got confused with the time, and that's why I'm late.
Well, that's the first time I've heard that as an excuse for being late.
I'm not that late.
Well, I've never been late. It's not good to have that on your records.
Oh, don't go on about it. So, have you had a good morning so far?
No, I've been with Madge. And you know I can't bear the woman. All she does is moan.
Oh dear. Oh well, that's teamwork for you. I'm sure they covered that in your course.
What?
Putting up with people at work that you don't particularly like.
Ah! Mike, before you go, can I ask you something?
Yes, of course.
Well, I've been thinking. Do you think it would look good on us if we contacted Matthew to tell him that everything is okay? Or do you think he'd think we were pestering him?
Ah, well, I wouldn't. I'd leave it for him to email or text us. Well, we don't want to interrupt his holiday, do we?
No, but it would show him we're keeping him updated.
Yeah, but would you want to be texted about work when you're on holiday?
No.
Well, there you are then. I think we're managing quite nicely without him, thank you. I don't think we need to ask for his approval on anything, do you?
Well, no, if you put it like that, no, we don't.
So, I think it's best not to do anything, okay? Well, right, I must be off.
Oh, there is one more thing.
Oh yeah, and what's that?
You know how You know, we talked about if I had any ideas, sort of. If there was something I'd like to put in place.
Yeah?
And you suggested that now might be the right time to do it?
Well, yeah. Now might be a good time.
Well, I have thought of something.
Oh, really? So, what is it?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.